This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaks at a rally in Mississippi last evening, and now a lawyer for the woman who first accused his Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault is criticizing Trump for some of what he said about her and her allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
What he's going through, 36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer. Do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford says the president's remarks were a soulless, vicious attack. This morning's ADP jobs report showing the U.S. economy added 230,000 private payroll jobs last month when analysts were expecting 179,000. The government's job report's out tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Everyone in America that has a smartphone will hear this coming up at 2:18 Eastern Time today. This is only a test. And that will be what it sounds like when they test the system that's being set up to send out so-called presidential alerts in national emergencies. Former head of Homeland Security Jay Johnson says it's good to have in this day and age.
People of my generation got our news through TV, radio. My kids' generation now get their information, get their news on the Internet, on their phones.
Photo sharing network Instagram is back up for most users after suffering a worldwide outage. Earlier, the app had displayed an error message saying can't refresh feed and the website wouldn't load. The Indonesian island struck by an earthquake and tsunami last Friday has now had a volcano erupt. There's no reports yet of damage or injury. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Texas woman is suing Facebook, accusing the social media giant of enabling sex trafficking. The woman claims when she was 15, she was beaten, raped, and trafficked for sex by a man who posed as a Facebook friend. Her suit argues Facebook execs knew that underage girls were being lured into the sex trade on that website. The suit filed Monday in Houston says the woman was friended in 2012 by a man who seemed to know several of her real-life friends, and it alleges Facebook didn't do enough to verify the man's user identity, which the lawsuit says was false. Tesla has some good news to wind up a third quarter that was pretty chaotic for the company. The maker of high-performance electric cars delivering 82,500 of them in the 3 months that ended on Sunday. Auto industry analysts say that should calm investors who have been nervous after the SEC threatened to ban CEO Elon Musk. Musk and Tesla agreed last week to pay $20 million bucks each in fines for Musk's claims that he had secured funding to take take the company private, the settlement allows Musk to stay on as CEO, but requires him to step down as board chairman. And the Colorado Rockies in the National League Division Series beating the Cubs 2-1 in 13 innings in an NL League wild card game at Wrigley Field. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the rain, so I can leave.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And our special guest is David Limbaugh, the lawyer, nationally syndicated columnist with Greater Syndicate, political commentator. And for full disclosure, I will tell you that David has never represented me. Maybe someday down the road he will, and it would be an honor to have David on my side. David, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, congratulations again on another book that is bound to be another bestseller, Jesus is Risen, Paul in the Early Church. David, something about this appointed time. Everything about Jesus is about an appointed time. And I believe your book is not by coincidence either. I think the time has been appointed with our country in chaos that it is, the tribalism that is existing, the bifurcation, the disunity, if we ever needed to be unified, sadly, it's not going to be because of a president bringing us together or anybody in Congress or any one figure. But I believe, and I think you believe the same way, that it's Jesus that unifies everything within the human spirit, and the things that we see according to our own eyes promote tribalism and promote non-inclusion and judgment and all these other things that counter a unifying spirit, does it not?
Yeah, that's, I guess that's a good way to put it. And there's another thing, an aspect of this, that we are in such contentious, as you say, and chaotic times that I think it behooves us to turn to the things that matter most and turn to the person that matters most, Jesus Christ, in these troubled times, because we're not going to get solace elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly, you look at the division, as devout as Republicans are, just for example, on the Kavanaugh deal, and you being an attorney, this has to be very grievous for you, because the process itself, the institution of the Supreme Court, the Senate, is all in compromise right now because of this chaos.
It is, and, you know, there's these conflicting allegations and these efforts to destroy Judge Kavanaugh and his family and other people who defend him. I've never seen anything like this, and it seems to be getting worse and worse with each passing day.
Well, this is why I guess I'm grateful, because when I saw your book, I thought, boy, I'll tell you, you know, I had to smile a little bit, because, again, you know, we serve a just-in-time God, and I believe this book will do a lot to heal some wounds and to get people on the right track and realize that there is a definite higher calling for us all, and in that higher calling, we'll find the unity, we'll find the peace and true liberty, ultimately, that we're all looking for.
No question about it, but I think we must be realistic and understand that we're not going to get full unity among the masses of people. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue to have strife But in that strife, we turn to Jesus. And hopefully, of course, he is a healer, but I don't think it's realistic to think that we're going to achieve anything close to perfect healing at this
question.
Point.
No question. Not in this world when we know what we're contending with, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the evil powers that truly exist, not the evil power that some senators would want to suggest that reside in
right.
Judge Kavanaugh. But when you write, you're writing in Jesus is Risen, you take us back as an example to show us that this is what happened then, and it could happen again, right?
Yes. I mean, this is a book about the beginning of Christianity, the early church, and the formation of the church through the eyes of the Apostle Paul and the other apostles, and how they spread the gospel and obeyed Christ's commission to do so, and despite unbelievable adversity and setbacks. And they persisted, and they spread the gospel throughout the Roman Empire at the time. And, but yes, it's a message. You know, human nature hasn't changed in 2,000 years. They experience the same kinds of trials and tribulations and adversities and depravity of human nature that we see today. That's mm-hmm. not changed at all. We've advanced scientifically and technologically, but we're the same human beings we were then.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus' disciples were, you know, they had their doubts. Here's all the human experiences. I mean, here it is. They expected Jesus to come riding in with his Calvary to upend Rome. It didn't happen the way they said. Even Peter, you know, when Jesus said, hey, I got to go to the cross and I've got to die for humanity, all of humanity, Peter interrupted him, says, oh, no, you can't do that. And Jesus said, what are you doing? Who are you to get, in a sense, I mean, my paraphrase here, who are you to get in the way of the Father's will for my life and the greater call for all of humanity? So they had to reconcile their differences and their understanding of why Jesus came and what this was all about. So it was a process for them. It wasn't something that instantaneously, he's on the cross, he dies, they go to the tomb, it's empty. All this stuff was bewildering for them, was it not?
It's a good word. They were transferred from feckless cowards to bold proclaimers of the gospel. And the thing that turned them was the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as you say, he didn't come to overturn the existing authorities of the Roman Empire and deliver a military or political victory. He came to die a humiliating death so that we could die to sin and so that we could have his righteousness, his perfect righteousness, imputed to us so that we could attain eternal life and salvation and redemption through him, and where we couldn't do it through following the law because we are sinners and there's no way we can do it on our own strength. So they did reluctantly had to reframe their entire worldview, realizing that a political and military Messiah wasn't what they should have been expecting, but a savior of mankind who would in fact be hung on a tree and be accursed. They thought a Messiah couldn't be accursed. Well, Messiah precisely was accursed. Mm-hmm. He became accursed so we wouldn't have to. That's
exactly.
What is so beautiful and how it fits together so well.
And this is why I think Paul was so necessary, because Paul understood the scriptures. He had those like on the back of his hand. He knew that that what Jesus did was fulfill all that had been said about him, all the prophecy about the Messiah coming, even to that day of appointed time when he would ride on a donkey into Jerusalem. He understood all that. It was so innate to them, but the disciples were still trying to get it. All they knew is they were around somebody who was absolutely incredible. The lame were walking. The dumb were you know, gaining their mind and their sight again. It was absolutely miraculous, but what was it? He was crucified. And then not only do they make that exchange, David, which blows me away, is many of his disciples, you know, accepted martyrdom. I mean, they were impaled on poles leading the driveway to Nero's palace there. I mean,
yes.
It is amazing what they suffered for because they believed in Jesus Christ.
Yes, and as to go back to how you launched into this, Paul at first was the greatest persecutor of the church. He was steeped in Orthodox Judaism, and he believed that Jesus and his followers were counterfeits, and they were perverting the true religion. And so he went out to imprison and kill Christians because he thought not that they were forming a competing religion, but they were twisting and perverting and destroying the true religion.
Exactly.
And so,
exactly. We've got more from David Limbaugh. Going to quick break. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the press.
19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our guest, David Limbaugh, his brand new book, Jesus Is Risen, Paul and the Early Church. David, before the break, we were talking about Paul and how God used him so magnificently and how he went from this great persecutor of this new way, this new church that he saw as an aberrant and a challenge to the real church, and that was the Jewish faith.
Yes, and like I was saying, he was uniquely qualified to be God's evangelist to the Gentiles. And it's so interesting, it's heartbreaking. You see Paul in these letters, and I talk about, I go, in this book, Jesus is Risen, I go through Acts, and then the six of Paul's epistles, the first six that he's believed to have written, and describe how he agonized over the churches that he founded that were departing from his word, and they were following false teachers, and they were doing various things wrong, and they were doing various things right. And he wrote these intimate personal letters to them. And you can imagine, I mean, this is just 2,000 years ago. It seems like a long time, but again, you can get a sense of this history, and the people were the same. And he was really encountering this agony of the people, these churches that he birthed, and watching these false teachers destroy the gospel. So just like he thought, he misapprehended the idea that Christians were distorting the Jewish faith instead of just fulfilling it. Jesus came to fulfill and complete it.
Exactly.
But he did rightly understand that these false teachers were distorting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so he corrected, and he did it in no uncertain terms. And it's fascinating to watch as he sets the record straight and puts these new teachers, these new Christians, new believers in the various churches back on the correct path.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, in the Gospel of John, it's really clear. He talks about the divinity of Jesus and also the humanity of Jesus. But yet it was interesting that, it took 300 years more for that to finally be settled. But that was something that the apostles really had apprehended, as you write in your book. Break that down for us.
Yes. See, that these people today, the critics, the skeptics, say that the gospel was not the gospel we have today was not what was originally transmitted, and that's not true. Jesus was always understood to be fully human and fully God by the earliest Christians, the apostles, and that's important that we understand. He wasn't just half one and half the other; he was fully both, mm-hmm. which is another thing that makes another mystery that makes Christianity so fascinating and so true. And so, Jesus was. He came, he had to become fully human in order to suffer for us, and he had to be fully divine in order for his righteousness to cancel out the sins of mankind, past, present, and future sins.
Exactly.
And so that's what we have, and we need to understand that in order to grasp the full thrust of Christian doctrine.
And you say now, I mean, and I mentioned that 300 years later, again, this is debated about, as you know, in early church history. Again, it is raised its ugly head because we get back to that human instinct of which we hear in the book of Judges, that they begin to see things according to their own eyes. And it is in our own eyes that we limit the magnificence and the supremacy of God in our lives.
Yeah, our God, and there have been books written about this in different contexts, our God is too small. We cannot put artificial limits on Christ, limitations on the Holy Trinity, all three persons of the Godhead. And we tend to do that as human beings because we are human, and we don't have the capacity to understand the infinite. And we also don't have the full capacity to understand the marvelous glory and infinite perfection and righteousness of God, that we have to take that in faith. And we do get a glimmer of it, of course.
Exactly. Well, and it's that human desire to avoid accountability, to do as we darn well please. So if we see things according to our own eyes, we can question whether or not God really meant that, homosexual marriage was a problem, that pornography is an issue, that sexual promiscuity and on, and the abortion of 60 million babies is just a big yawn for the creator of the universe, maybe, right?
Yeah, and we tend in this modern era to want the church to conform to the culture rather than the culture conforming to the church. And we have this, I think there's this tension going on now with, especially with mega churches, that they want to cater so much to the culture because they want to build their numbers, expand their membership to astronomical proportions, to the point that there is a tendency for them to relax doctrine. And I'm all for compromising on things that do not affect the truth of the gospel and bending a little bit when it comes to, okay, we'll sing a little different tunes or whatever. I prefer the traditional tunes, but if you want to conform it to get young people in, but do not dilute the gospel message. And dovetailing it to what we're talking about with Paul, that's really what Paul was saying. You read these letters to the Corinthians and the Galatians and the Thessalonians, Romans. Don't you dare mess with God's word. You talk about something that's cursed, a person that messes with God's word. And that's, we have a tendency to do that, to conform to the culture, because we want to be received and accepted by man rather than worrying about doing what's right in God's eyes. And that's a universal truth that's been historically true, and we tend to succumb to that temptation. And woe to us for doing that, because we've really got to be careful to honor God's word and his truth.
David, it's pretty sad when bricks and mortar are more important than souls, huh?
Yes, it is. And I do think some of the people who try to expand the churches, I don't think they realize that they don't intend to do it. It's deceptive. Well, Satan is deceptive. He's the father of lies. We've got to be very careful. And I'm not saying in every case that
exactly.
That's what's going on, but sometimes it is going on. And people have to check themselves. And we have to be accountable. The body of Christ has to be accountable corporately, just as we individual Christians have to be accountable individually.
Exactly. We're talking with number one national best-selling author David Limbaugh, his new book, Jesus is Risen. David, in the book you talk about the first conversion to Christianity by a Gentile. Break that down, if you would.
Well, the one, there's different ones that are converted, but the one we're talking about, I think you're talking about, is Cornelius, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and it's interesting how Peter, God chose Peter to witness to Cornelius, and Cornelius, he was dealing with Cornelius and Peter through respective visions, and he brought them together, and he had told Peter that he gave Peter a vision of something coming down from the clouds where animals were unclean. He told them to rise, Peter, kill and eat, and Peter resists. He says, I can't eat anything that's unclean. And God basically showed him, you can eat anything. Nothing I make is unclean. And that was to teach him that there's no difference between Jews and Gentiles. There's no reason anymore to follow the Jewish ceremonial laws, that Christ brings a new way, that there's no difference between Jews and Gentiles in God's creation. All are invited to accept God's free grace by the offer of faith, accepting faith in Jesus Christ for our salvation. So that was such a dramatic turning point in Christianity.
It really did open up the veil, did it not?
Yes. I just love that. And by the way, people say, why do you say Jews aren't saved? We don't say Jews aren't saved. We say everybody. The offer
exactly.
of salvation is open to everyone. And we have a special heart, in fact, for Jews, just as Paul did for his fellow Jewish people. So there is no strife, in my view, between Christians and Jews. And we're the biggest supporters of Israel, I think, on this planet. So, no, it's a unifying, as you mentioned, it's a unifying religion.
Well, David Limbaugh, as we wrap things up on your book, congratulations. It is a blessing, I believe, for all of us. Jesus is Risen, Paul in the Early Church, available at all the usual places. What's the final takeaway for our audience you'd want for the book?
I write these books to introduce people to the Bible itself and to accelerate people's learning curve and to reduce any intimidation they may feel at opening up God's word. My goal, my hope, my fervent hope is that they will read these books, read this book in particular, Jesus is Risen, and learn a little bit about Acts and the early church and Paul's six missionary epistles, and then be inspired to go to the Bible itself and really dig in and learn more. That's my real goal here.
Well, David Limbaugh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Number one,
thank
national
you.
Best-selling author. Thank you, David. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Bye.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaks at a rally in Mississippi last evening, and now a lawyer for the woman who first accused his Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault is criticizing Trump for some of what he said about her and her allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
What he's going through, 36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer. Do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford says the president's remarks were a soulless, vicious attack. This morning's ADP jobs report showing the U.S. economy added 230,000 private payroll jobs last month when analysts were expecting 179,000. The government's job report's out tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And we've got some additional information, especially for seniors. You know, aging is a fact of life, and many seniors need assistance with day-to-day tasks. But after building a lifetime of memories in their home, the vast majority of the aging population dreads losing their independence. In fact, almost 90% of adults age 65-plus prefer growing old in their current home instead of moving to an assisted living facility. Well, safety expert Allison Jacobson is with us, and we're going to be talking about smart home technology families that can easily put in place to keep their aging loved ones safe and happy at home. She is the safety mom, lifestyle, and family safety expert, Allison Jacobson. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've really been looking forward to our conversation because a lot of our senior listeners have really benefited from the advice of, you know, like you and others who come on the show and share, you know, for their best interest. And I can't thank you enough. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Well, I'm so happy to do it. You know, I'm one of those people who is truly that sandwich generation. My 89-year-old aunt lives with us, my 80-year-old mom. My husband has primary progressive MS, and my 20-year-old son has intellectual disabilities. So we are, you know, just this big, great big giant family that has a whole host of issues.
So anytime your family can take advantage of technology and lighten the load, that's a great benefit from you. I mean, you're a perfect case in point, are you not?
Man, I am truly the test case. And it's not just about lightening the load. It's also about peace of mind. So I travel a lot. I mean, Mama's got to bring home the bacon. So I am on the road. And I worry a lot about what's happening to everybody in the house. And I work with Cox Communications, and with their home life devices, I can actually see what's going on in my home. I can program things to happen automatically. I can set alerts. So I literally have control over my entire house. I'm like the air traffic controller virtually.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't tell me you have one of those laser lights that you can get the, you know, even the cat to chase around, do you?
Well, funny that you should say that, because one of the things that we have here is it's actually a virtual cat. It feels and looks just like a real cat, but it's a robot.
Really?
And it purrs. It does everything. And so for people with dementia who, you know, there's so many studies that animals help people with dementia. And this is just amazing because it seems like a real cat, but no vet bills, no food bills. You don't have to worry about, you know, forgetting to feed it.
Allison, I don't know why I picked up on that, but there must have been something that we had to talk about the robotic cat. Let's talk about the top safety concerns for seniors who prefer to live at home as they age, huh?
Yeah. Well, so there's a couple of things. There's the really big issue of fall, right? Because all it takes is one trip down the stairs, one trip over a loose carpet, and they will end up in assisted living or a nursing home or a hospital. And what's great with the home life system is I have actually motion control sensors, so lights go on as they walk down the hallway so it's not dark. I can schedule and program lights to come on before anyone comes in the door. I can lock and unlock the front door so I don't have to worry about, you know, who's coming and who's going. So it's items like that that really help prevent those falls. And then you also have to look at, you know, medicine compliance. That's a big one. Did they remember to take their medicine? So there are devices that are pill dispensers that are, you know, 30 days, have everything already lined out, but actually I can get alerts if it didn't open, and I can send little messages saying, "Hi, Mom, did you remember to take your medicine today?"
Wow.
There
wow.
are smart devices in the kitchen. You know, the reality is sometimes forget to eat, or, you know, you're not making the most healthy meal. So I can throw everything in a crock pot, and with my smart device, I can turn the crock pot on and have it done so the whole meal is done. I don't have to worry about them cooking. Like, I literally did that. I'm in Virginia right now. Mm-hmm. Before I came down here, I put chicken, I put everything in the crock pot, and I knew dinner was ready last night.
Wow. What a great idea on this technology, how it's helping. You know, I'm glad you brought up rugs. What is it about seniors and their rugs? This drives me nuts. My mother, you know, I tried to get her little rugs out of the way because, you know, as we get older, we're dragging our feet. It's so easy, and I just want to get those little bit of carpet and throw them out.
I know.
There's just some attachment, you know, for seniors and carpets in there, and they are potential hazards. I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm gonna say Allison says, and she's the expert mom, she's a safety mom, and she said, get the carpet out of there. Get those little rugs out of there. They're dangerous. They're landmines for you.
Exactly.
Okay. So they're gonna go, who knows, Al? I don't care about Allison. I want my rugs.
That's right. My own mother doesn't listen to me with that. Your mother's certainly not going to. But, you know, Bill, we were talking about the other hazards, too, and another one is fire. So I had that problem that so many people do. My aunt lives in a cottage downstairs from us, and all of a sudden my fire detectors went off because she was boiling water on the stove and she fell asleep.
Nice.
And the water burned out and all the smoke goes up. And, you know, again, so Cox now has all these home life products, but they also have your traditional monitoring and security and alerts. So it's really important. And also CO detectors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is odorless, colorless, and that is, you know, a killer.
Well, you know, you've given a lot of great ideas here, and so I'm going to try to wring out some more from you. How can families keep aging relatives happy at home and still have peace of mind that they are safe?
Well, so it's about keeping them home but not isolating them, right? So there's a lot of good things right now. So, for example, you know, my mother loves watching old classic movies. Well, she doesn't want to fumble around with remote.
Mm-hmm.
So with new TV technology like Contour, she can just say Audrey Hepburn, and all the Audrey Hepburn movies will come up. Or she could say, like, a phrase, you have me at hello, and that movie will come up. There's also virtual reality that you can have in your home now. So, you know, my aunt used to live in Germany. She hasn't been to Germany in decades. She can now visit Germany through virtual reality and really feel like she's there, which is so incredible.
You see, you're really messing up the millennials' mind because they think this was all done for them. Little do they know, it was for grandma and grandpa that they could use voice-activated directive commands on their TV, whether it's Audrey Hepburn or Rex Harrison or whatever, you know. So that's good fun. So technology, no doubt, helping seniors enjoy a fulfilling life independently. And because that's what it's all about. I mean, they still want to have their independence, do they not?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a source of pride, but it's also what keeps them going emotionally, physically, mentally, and having that interaction. Now, one of the other challenges, though, is one of the first things to go is your ability to drive, right? We sometimes have to take away the keys. Getting to doctor's appointments can be challenging. Now, with telehealth in the home, there's organizations like Trapallo where, your mom can take her blood pressure, take her heartbeat. It gets fed immediately to her doctor, and she can interact with her doctor over a TV screen in the home and check in daily, just monitoring things, which cuts down on unneeded doctor's appointments, which would take me away from my job because I'd have to drive her there. It's never on time, so it takes a whole day, and it cuts down on expenses.
Well, Allison Jacobson, who's better known as the Safety Mom, is a nationally acclaimed speaker, blogger, family safety expert. And Allison, we're so grateful for you coming on and giving us these latest technologies that are available. And somebody at home is going to have to do some work here, so they need to know where to go for all the information.
That's right. You can go to Cox.com and learn about all of this information and really help you get peace of mind and keep everybody in your house safe.
Allison, you're awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. You take care.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And do you like us, fresh and independent? Okay, a little bit ornery here and there, especially when Andrea Kay is in the house. But, you know, hey, I'm not one to tell stories here. Hey, real quick, before we bring Andrea on, how would you like the movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor? A little kindness makes a world of difference. That might be a good thing for us to embrace these days. This is the new movie about America's favorite Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. For over 30 years, Fred Rogers, an unassuming minister, puppeteer, writer, and producer, was beamed daily into homes across America in his beloved TV program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And this is a documentary, this is a movie all about the background, the impact he had. It's quite the walk down memory lane. And if you'd like your own copy of the DVD, it is yours for the asking. All you got to do is you first got to ask. Send me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know how this works. We put your name in the hopper, pull your name out, and make sure it has your address on it, okay? Last time I pulled out some names and no address. I can't telepathically get it to you. So I need the address, if you'd be so kind, so we make sure it gets to the right place. And so I look forward to congratulating you and sending you, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Just that simple. As we mentioned, AK is in the house. Well, I'll tell you, is it safe, I want to know, to get around the water cooler these days?
Well, hey, Brother Bill. Well, it depends on what water cooler you're at.
Yes. I mean, is that the way it's designated now in some of the businesses? We've got the conservative water cooler, and then we have the progressive water cooler.
Right. And, you know, and the left gets to decide what is an acceptable water cooler, who gets to be around the water cooler, what opinions are allowed to be expressed at the water cooler.
Yes.
And that's the problem where we're at in America today.
Let me ask you something. Are they picking up on this? This is, I think, quite interesting. In fact, I just wrote a commentary on it, that I'm sensing that Senator Jeff Flake has become the new insurance policy against Donald Trump. If you notice, every time you see Jeff Flake, who's attached to his hip? Chris Coons.
George Soros?
No, Chris Coons. Chris Coons, who hotboxed him, right, to get him to extend, this investigation. Let's do a seventh FBI investigation, although everybody says it's not going to tell us anymore. You know, investigations, even Joe Biden made it real clear they can't do anything. In fact, there's more power and authority in the Senate with the Senate investigation teams. And instead of the Democrats conducting their own investigation, oh, no, we got to have an FBI investigation. I mean, it's like, what? Are you guys disconnected from reality, or are you just you think that America is so stupid that they don't get the game? And so here they are, and I will say, on one hand, okay, and I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, and it pains me to do it a little bit here, is that Jeff Flake, for a noble purpose, you know, for the sake of unity, he bought into that. Chris Coons knew that was his soft spot. He hit that soft spot, and he banged away at it and kept poking until Jeff Flake, you know, folded. And ever since then, I'm sure Chuck Schumer told him, you know what, I want you to do overnights with him, bring your toothbrush, you stay with him 24-7 until this vote is conducted, and you keep drumming into him why this isn't fair, you know, and all this stuff. Don't make it a Democratic thing. We're just going to make it a people kind of thing. And meanwhile, I'm going, well, where's Jeff? I mean, you know, he's traveling with Chris Coons to other places, but I don't see him in Arizona talking to his constituency. Am I the only one missing this or getting this?
I think that you're probably the only one in America right now who's a conservative that's giving Jeff Flake any benefit of any doubt, because the reality is this is not about him caring about women victims or women survivors. He knows that those women at the elevator were Soros plants. Mm-hmm. He knows that that was orchestrated. You know, he knows that that was all planned in advance. I think that, he was looking for an excuse and in a way to delay, because he's an anti-Trump dude.
Mm-hmm.
And,
clearly,
you know, he doesn't care about his constituents in Arizona. And he said the other day, you can see him a part of the shift. You can see that now that Blasey Ford has been proven to be a liar, I was one of the first people that refused to give her any credibility from the jump. I don't care about the aspect in which she sounded like an 8-year-old. I am about evidence. And that's what the American people, and that's what our system is based on.
How can you have, wait, you just said something, I got to stop you for just a second. You said something really clear here that people need to apprehend for just a moment and chew on. Evidence is credibility. That's what gives you credibility. But yet, whether it's Blumenthal, right on down the list, Schumer, Durbin, everybody on the committee on the Democratic side said this woman was credible. How can you be credible without evidence? That is, that is, in fact, the definition of credibility, is you have to have evidence. You got a lot of feeling. You've got emotion. You obviously have a very well-practiced speech that she laid out for everybody in what one body language expert called her pretty voice. And, as a 12-year law enforcement officer commented to me right away, he goes, I bet she doesn't teach her classes in that voice.
Well, yeah, I mean, America saw through that act, and Jeff Flake now has pivoted. Now that it's proven actually that she perjured herself under oath with the lying about flying and the lying about the polygraph, the lying about the date of the remodel. For Jeff Flake now to say, well, the real issue for him is that he sounds too much like a partisan. That just really blew any benefit of any doubt that anybody gave Flake having to do with emotion or sympathy of the victim have completely gone out the phony second door of her home.
Right.
Because for him to say we can't have a partisan on the court, yet he's perfectly okay with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan, Flake has absolutely no credibility left. He knew that the FBI, in fact, if Flake had had any credibility and had any victim, had any true belief that she was a victim, he would have told her not to go to the FBI. He would have told her to take it to the Maryland Police Department.
Exactly.
The police chief came out and said, I'm waiting for you, Ms. Ford.
Mm-hmm. But you see, this is the problem with not only Jeff Flake, but for the rest of the Republicans. Andrea, when they picked this up, I knew it was one of those things that you don't want to pick it up, because once you do, you own it. And And the Democrats are real good about laying this stuff out there, and the Republicans can't. It's like they're ADD. Oh, rainbow. Oh, sexual victim. Okay, let's go after this. And of course, their credibility, you speak of credibility, is being challenged because, of course, it's taken a while. America wants to be especially sensitive to people that have been violated, that have endured this kind of trauma. Many people are concerned, especially in the leadership of the hashtag MeToo movement, that this is really on shaky ground and it compromises the women in the future, not to mention everybody else involved with this hashtag MeToo movement.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Me Too movement jumped the shark a long time ago, and that's why there's hashtag Me Too lynching.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah.
We are supposed to have a system of law in this country. And when we can all get on Google and see how the new truth is supposed to be that all women are supposed to be believed, i.e. women don't lie. Well, mm-hmm. Do I need to remind everybody about Tawana Brawley? Do we need to remind everybody about Duke LaCrosse? Let's go to the Innocence
or the Mattress Girl. Exactly.
Mattress Girl. So, you know, when you are pushing a narrative that is so blatantly false that every American can see, it's a loser. And that's why they're having to shift to, did he throw an ice cube back in the 80s? Oh, mm-hmm. He drank so much. So now they're trying to tell us that he shouldn't be on the court because he drank beer in college. Meanwhile, you know, what did Hillary Clinton do as Secretary of State while she was allowing Americans to be killed in Benghazi besides get drunk and bump and grind against everybody on dance floors? This is outrageous. It mm-hmm. is time for the Republican Party to stop allowing the minority party to control our government because they don't want to accept the outcome of the election, and that's Jeff Flake's motivation. He hates Trump, and it's time for the Republican Party to hold a vote and to confirm him.
Exactly.
The best way that they can work, the best way they can ensure turnout and to keep the majority is to actually do their job.
Exactly. Well, what a novel concept, right? Well, as one FBI expert, former, I think he was assistant FBI director, made a comment, said that once you start pulling out evidence, then, you know, the natural thing to do, you know, like in this case, they brought out, Judge Kavanaugh's annual, right? Well, he said, well, where's, and he's just being, you know, an FBI, you know, just asking questions objectively, just going, well, where's Dr. Ford's annual? How come that wasn't brought out? And he wasn't trying to be the adversary, just saying this is the way the FBI rolls, is that if you bring something, then you're always going to look at the other side. Well, we know what we found out over the weekend is Dr. Ford's annual was scrubbed, professionally scrubbed. Information, data from her social, her social media connections, everything had been scrubbed, Andrea. And what we found out was there were some people sharp enough saying, look, this is not going to last long, so we better save this. And I was able to read pages of her annual, and the very thing that she was accusing Judge Kavanaugh of was the very thing her campus, her high school, was heavily involved in. I mean, one of the big rite of entries, you know, for these senior girls was you needed to bed a sophomore. You needed to bring him into his manhood. And that was a big, you know, that was a big notch in your feminist belt, I guess, if you could, bed a sophomore. So you're cougaring all these young kids, drinking till you passed out. In fact, there was a citation where at one point, and this is in the annual, where she got so drunk that she was in a car accident. Another time was routinely was getting drunk to pass out. That was the deal. That was their goal. You drank till you passed out. That was what was happening on her campus. But that stuff isn't brought out because if you do, then you're being mean and insensitive to somebody who is a sex victim.
Well, that's why it should have never been brought before the committee. She should have been directed to the police department the second these allegations came about. It is time for the Republican Party to do right for this country, the rule of law in our system, and confirm Kavanaugh.
Well, the Democrats knew that in the venue of the court of public opinion, no due process, you are guilty, and that's it, end of story. There's not even a chance to prove yourself innocent. It is guilt because we say so, because that's what the court of public opinion declares. All being headed by the Democrats. Andrea Kay, Around the Cooler, and Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Kay.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk tough.
Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer.